closest position to Earth. Around here, only those of us above the fairly substantial cloud deck would have witnessed any lunar shine. Nevertheless, the Hunger Moon, or the Snow Moon of February's final day this year, was shining somewhere for someone to see. We're certain of things like this now owing to the imagery available from satellite photography, which shows us that at any given time, here and there, many gaps exist in the transient and gauzy layers of clouds that partially enshroud about 50% or more of the Earth. Those sorts of ongoing general certainties offer modest comfort to some of us, like the relative predictability of the seasons, another transition of which we can rely on occurring less than 3 weeks from now. I prefer to think of it as about 2.5 weeks from now, on Saturday, the 20th, when the vernal equinox happens early in the afternoon at 1:32, and we're officially in spring. So many of us are hoping that among the general certainties and traditional conjectures we human beings in this neck of the woods, of the world's woods, are wont to believe in, that today fortifies the credence of that meteorological mantra, march in like a lion and out like a lamb. After all, we certainly got the first part of the equation happening today. In turn, maybe the lamb-like counterpoint will characterize the other half of the month. Of course, we're just guessing on that one. Nature both prompts us and allows us to speculate in an endless blend of empirical and theoretical cause and effect. Saturday, U.S. Geological Survey geophysicists and seismologists speculated about the immediate aftermath of the magnitude 8.8 earthquake that unleashed an estimated 50 gigatons of energy from its epicenter offshore slightly north of Concepcion, Chile. They thought a massive tsunami was imminent and immediately issued a warning for the entire eastern Pacific Rim from Tierra del Fuego to the end of the Aleutian Chain, and included Hawaii especially as potentially being in great danger. Fortunately, their calculations were incorrect. A couple of weeks ago, another scientist, a glaciologist by the name of Neil Young, Neil with an E and an A instead of an E and an I, let loose some news about two icebergs, each about the size of Luxembourg, that are floating along together about 100 miles off the coast of Antarctica. What's known for sure is that the larger of the two icebergs, the one named B19B, originally broke off Antarctica in 1987, and for the past 18 years has been nuzzling and shifting alongside the Mertz Glacier in Antarctica, steadily being pounded by currents into the Mertz until it dislodged a chunk about 50 miles long and 24 miles wide. But what is merely speculated is that the two icebergs, weighing 860 billion tons and 700 billion tons respectively, will head west along the Antarctic coastline. Hi, this is R.W. Estella. Certainties and conjecture daily vie for our attention everywhere around us and within us. WERU is an oasis in that constant push and pull, offering us the certainty that quality programming is always available on the FM dial and on the World Wide Web. Help keep that certainty alive and well by doing what you can today to support this great radio station. Thank you. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.